Okay, folks. Unbelievable numbers yesterday. Mark Wayne Mullen, head of the Department of Homeland Security, announcing they have found, this is truly remarkable, 145,000 illegal immigrant children trafficked by the Biden administration into the country. Many of them turned over to the same gang members who came back week after week after week, pretending to be uncles and cousins and dads. Remember the whistleblower? Went to Congress, testified under oath. She said she was a liberal. She said, I was working at the Health and Human Services. So that's where they were reuniting them. And she said the same, I was working with the kids. I thought I was helping these illegal immigrant kids. It wasn't their families picking them up. She said it was gang members. The same gang members. One week it'd be a cousin, another it'd be a brother, it'd be a dad. Same guy picks up more and more kids. Off he goes. Remember they set up a phone line? They gave the kids the phone number. Hey, if anything goes wrong, give a call on this phone number. Remember that? 60,000 called. Not a one of them had their calls returned. Those kids left with that phone number, and they did nothing. All while accusing Trump of being some kind of pedophile, with absolutely zero evidence of any kind. Oh, Trump showed up in that. Epstein files, his name is in there. They never tell you what for, though. Give us a little detail about that. Tell us his name's in there. Cool. Okay, what is he in there for? His name, though. For what? Folks, they have a 1-800 number at the FBI, and there was a massive wave before both elections of kooks calling there and reporting that Trump Epstein. Oh, I saw comments on X. I see, or, Twitter. I saw something on the dark web, someone was saying that Trump was involved with Epstein. Every one of those is a hit. They had to release them all because that's the law. A lot of it was gag stuff. It doesn't matter. By the way, Biden's in there too. There was a group of people that turned the Biden family in for sex trafficking children via Epstein in Mexico. They went to the NYPD. NYPD files a report. Nothing was ever done about it. I don't know if it was credible or not. I have no idea. But Biden's in there, too. That's a hit. See how this works? But this is incredible. What we're finding about these 145,000 children the Trump administration has now found.
We found 146,000 kids so far. 146,000 kids. We still have nearly 300,000 missing. We're investigating reports to where some of these kids claim that they were raped 600 to 700 times. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you have kids, if you don't have kids. I don't care if you're a liberal, you're independent, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. If you can't stand for law enforcement to go find these kids, who are you? Who are you? Every leader should understand what's going on. And do you know where we're finding the most of them? Sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities. Unbelievable. He continued.
Because when we start digging into these cases and you start hearing the absolute horrific things that took place underneath the Biden administration, under true neglect at best and criminal at worst, to allow 450,000 kids to go missing throughout this country. President Trump has made it a point to go find these kids. And because of our partnership, because a lot of times this is ICE, this is HSI, this is CBP, these individuals that the Democrats seem to want to defund, but because of President Trump, we finally funded them for 3 years, we're able to push and go find these kids. We found 146,000 kids so far.
It's so sad, folks. And here's the worst part of it all, okay? Don't forget this. To their credit, the New York Times broke the story. Second year of the Biden administration. At that time, there were 86,000 missing. And they were very plain about what happened. A lot of them were being sold for sex. That's why they were brought up here. Some of them as young as 3. Others were found to be working as essentially slaves at night in factories, the cartels would bring them in. human chattel. Remember what the Biden administration did after the New York Times broke that? Because I do. I'll never forget it. That May, the only hope those kids had, that story broke in March. That May, the only hope those kids had was the continuation of the DNA testing at the border. Why? Because when you go through there as a six-year-old girl and the cartel member who's trafficking you says, yeah, I'm her dad. Well, we can debunk that with the DNA test. After seeing that, the 86,000 in the New York Times, the Biden administration canceled the contract. The last hope they had, these kids, gone. And they did it so, one, there'd be no record of who was trafficking these kids, and two, so they could easily traffic the kids. I hope it was only so the kids would be dropped off and one day to grow up to vote Democrat. I hope that was the Democrat Party's motivation and not something more sick, sinister, and twisted. And after that, it went from 86,000 to 450,000. The Trump administration, God bless him, has gotten 145. Democrats have fought them every step of the way, trying to defund ICE, trying to defund Customs and Border Patrol. But the most heartbreaking thing of all, folks, this is from testimony before Congress. The 65,000 kids who called the Health and Human Services helpline.
Hey, Democrats, when is your next protest going to be that's in support of the 65,000 children that made emergency phone calls and were purposely ignored by the previous administration? I'm just wondering because I'm going to be there for that one.
Never going to happen.
That the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them. They issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with. And you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Do you know how many staffers the administration assigned to answering these phones and helping these kids?
One
staffer? Any idea how many hours a day this staffer was working?
No.
Maybe that's why there were 65,000 calls that weren't answered from these little kids, huh?
Tell me again about Epstein there. Go ahead, tell me about Epstein.